Right now it is time for Main Street Magazine on Robinhood Radio. It's a time where Thorin Christendotter joins us. Good morning, Thorin. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad. Can't complain.
That's good.
We're going to have a slight warm-up next week, maybe a little bit of light snow tomorrow. But other than that, the weather looks okay. And now we're definitely into the holiday season, though, Thorin. I mean, no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
If you say so, I'm still working on it.
You're still working on it. It's a little late. It's a little late to work on it now.
Yeah, I've been a little distracted, so I haven't quite gotten to zero, but I'm working on it.
All right. Well, like I always say to my meteorologist every year, he always asks me about have I done my shopping, and I do and have done for years gift cards for my friends and families across the country. They're mainly now from Amazon, but from everybody locally, all the local stores now offer gift cards. So you can still have an easy time shopping and get gift cards at local merchants, which is exactly what I do.
So fantastic.
It's just an easy way for me to say happy holidays to one and all. So let's take a look at Main Street Magazine, or else Main Street Magazine on the web, mainstreetmag.com. And I want to go back to the story once again that we just touched on, and that the community counts on its blessings, and how lucky we are in our community to have businesses and individuals that give this holiday season.
For sure. The Hillsdale Blessing Box is located by the church, and it's essentially, if folks want to leave, in the article we outline what kind of foods that they're looking for in there, leave things in there that are mostly non-perishables, and the folks who need a little assistance are, able freely to go and grab what they might need and to help them out during not just the holiday season, but in general. And there are other such boxes around. I know Millerton has one too. And it is, there's a constant turnover. And in this article that Griffin wrote about these blessing boxes, he has some quotes from folks who really rely on them and what a difference they make in their lives.
Yeah, and we have so many businesses and organizations, the Sunday in the Country Food Drive, Salisbury Bank, and other organizations which gather food, especially for the holiday season, so people can get together and actually be healthy on the holiday season as well. It really is amazing, the gift of giving that goes on in our area.
Exactly. And actually, the last part of the article is talking to Betty White, some folks of the Rojan Food Pantry as well, and the impact that for them, what the pandemic has meant in regards to their volunteerism or getting food out, and then also to today and their efforts today and the importance that their organization makes in that community.
All right. What's another article which especially comes through on holidays, no matter what holiday is, and that is Holidays in New England, the Triumph of Tradition.
Yeah, this is one of CB's pieces, and he in this talks about kind of, how the holidays have transformed through the years, how they, this particular holiday season, we'll just call it Christmas for, that's mostly what he's talking about, how it came, when the immigrants came over and the Puritans, and how, religion and life and just circumstances have changed the holidays, and what we know today was not necessarily what was 50, 100, 400 years ago. And so he kind of goes through in a very sweet and nice way and talks about these things and how, in particular in our region, what the holidays mean and what they meant before us.
And for anybody that's driven through Pine Plains, I started noticing that, to me, I think it was several months ago, you've got an article, Pine Plains Brings Heroes Home, where they recognize what the hometown heroes in that town.
Yes, for sure. Griffin talked to the fine folks there in Pine Plains who have been working on this. And it's not just Pine Plains who does it. I noticed we drove through Stanfordville this weekend, and I think it was Amenia rather than Dover also had these hometown heroes up. But in Dutchess County, there's a hometown heroes kind of committee who's been working, and they're like the Pine Plains folks have also been working with other towns to implicate this. And they're, I think he mentions in the article, they're working with some of the folks in Pine or in Millerton right now. So you'll hopefully see more and more of these up in our communities, recognizing the folks who have served or currently are serving, and they're up on the utility poles in the towns. And I know in Pine Plains, they talked about in the article how some of the folks, the heroes that are honored, they strategically placed some of their banners in front of their homes or former homes or some place of meaning to them. So there's an extra connection. But I noticed myself driving a little slower through town, taking a look who's on the banners and if I recognize anyone.
Yeah, no, I just think it's a great idea. And like I said, you can't help but notice them when you drive by them. And it's a great way to honor and celebrate people as well. Now, Thorin, you've got a story.
For sure.
You've got a story up here. And ways to have a stress-free holiday.
If there is such a thing, right? Well, when we were putting this issue together, everyone was feeling kind of stressed. And, oh, my God, the holidays are here, and Thanksgiving is around the corner, and then it'll be Christmas, and, you know. So I felt it was an opportunity to give a couple of tips as to how one could one of the quotes in here is just say no. But to say no to stress this holiday season, and there are a couple of ways to do that. It's always easier said than done, but, so I kind of walk you through a few ways to, just remain calm and a couple of coping mechanisms, if you will, and things that I've found helpful. I did some research on it, and that there's a lot more, obviously, that can be done. But it's just kind of, like the saying no, for example, just pick that one. If people ask of you to, hey, can you do this? Can you bake that? Can you donate this? Sometimes it just becomes overwhelming and we feel an obligation to say yes, but know your limits and just say no sometimes and do what's right for you. Then those asking, who love you or understand you or know you, will understand the fact that you're setting a limit and they're not going to judge you for it. So it's just a matter of understanding you and your needs and, not getting completely overwhelmed. And so you won't enjoy the holiday season and what it really means.
All right. And we're speaking, of course, with Thorin Christendotter, Main Street Magazine. You find them, of course, free pickup throughout the Tri-State region on mainstreetmag.com on the web. New art gallery featured in the story, Mixing It Up.
In Great Barrington, right around the main drag there, Carrie Chen has opened a new art gallery, and she has a current exhibit up there. Regina interviewed her and talked about a little bit about Carrie so folks understand her and her background. And then Regina kind of walked us through the first exhibit that I think is either just ended or is ending soon. But she gives us a little glimpse of each of the artists and kind of the idea of the gallery and what they hope to achieve and have the viewers who come in, what the experience is for them.
Well, these articles and more, of course, Main Street Magazine, and we're just in the beginning of December. And I'll tell you what, your magazine is loaded with lots of ideas for the holidays, not only the stories, but the different businesses also that are featured in there as well.
For sure. We always try to, the holidays, you try to give some ideas and try to think outside the box a little bit.
All right, Thorin, have a great week, and we'll speak to you next Tuesday.
Sounds fantastic.
Take
Watch
care.
Over the snow.
All right, bye-bye. Thorin Christendotter, Main Street Magazine, as I lead away from my mic. Main Street Magazine can be found at mainstreetmag.com on the web.